Tuesday was election day for the primary runoff elections, and at the top of the ballot, Democrats nominated Lupe Valdez to run against Republican incumbent Greg Abbott in November. Here's a small portion of what she had to say when she accepted the nomination and what she wants to do as she campaigns in a long-shot bid for governor.
Together, we're going to fight for change. A stronger and fairer Texas. A tolerant and diverse Texas. A Texas where the everyday person has a voice and a fair shot, just as I did. I am sick and tired of politicians who want to win when their attitude is, I got mine, too bad about you. Texas is changing. Look around you. Look around you. This is what Texas looks like all of us.
Yes. Yes.
Now comes the hard part. Governor Abbott and his special interests and big donors are going to come out swinging, and so are we. I am getting darn good at uphill battles.
If you look at a map of what counties overwhelmingly supported which Democratic candidate for governor, you'll see that the second-place finisher, Houston businessman Andrew White, handily won Harris County, Fort Bend County, and, well, all the other surrounding counties making up the entire listening area of this station, including Galveston. But Valdez walked away with the win by capturing 53.3% of the votes, a margin of almost 29,000 votes. However, the number of people who voted in this week's primary runoff dropped by almost 60% from the initial primary election held earlier in March. Valdez was more popular in Tarrant, Dallas, Bexar, and Travis counties, and all of the Rio Grande Valley and other counties bordering Mexico. And her win is historic. She is the first Latina and the first out lesbian to be a major party gubernatorial nominee in Texas. In other election results news, in a local race for Texas Senate District 17, Rita Lucindo received more votes than Fran Watson to win the nomination and face Republican incumbent Joan Huffman in November. In the Texas House, there was only one runoff race for local voters, and that was the Democratic race for the 133rd District. In this race, lawyer Marty Schexnader defeated professional counselor Sandra Moore by 520 votes and will face Republican incumbent Jim Murphy in November. Schexnader made headlines earlier this year when he called for the repeal of the Second Amendment, and he even went on Fox Business Network to defend his belief that the Second Amendment needs to be rewritten so it makes more sense for our current times. For U.S. Congress, there were six local races of interest, three Republican and three Democratic. Dan Crenshaw, a former Navy SEAL who wears an eye patch, scored a come-from-behind victory in defeating Kevin Roberts to secure the Republican nomination for the 2nd Congressional District, vacated by retiring Republican Ted Poe. Crenshaw's vote tally came in behind Roberts but ahead of Kathleen Wall. Remember her? In the March primary, but he flipped that script, perhaps with television ads coming out in strong support of the president. Crenshaw crushed Roberts. Really, he got 69.9% of the vote. The district stretches from Kingwood and Humble to Spring Cypress to Clay Road and is primarily Republican voters. In the 29th Congressional District, Republican Philip Aronoff won the primary runoff, besting rival Carmen Maria Montel by 83 votes. The Republican will face former state senator Sylvia Garcia in a Democratic stronghold district in November. In the 7th Congressional District, Lizzie Pinnell Fletcher defeated Laura Mosier by a 2-1 margin. Pinnell Fletcher will now face incumbent Republican John Culberson, who was first elected for the position in 2001. The 7th Congressional District voted for Hillary Clinton in the presidential election, and national observers have said it's a race to watch in November because it might turn blue. Another possible Republican turnover in November is the 22nd Congressional District, and there Democrat Shri Preston Kulkarni defeated Letitia Plummer, receiving 62% of the vote. Kulkarni now faces Republican incumbent Pete Olson in a congressional district with a rapidly changing demographic. A large chunk of the district is in Fort Bend County, and for the first time in a long time, Fort Bend County voted for the Democratic candidate for president in 2016. The final runoff race of interest is the Democratic and Republican primary races for the U.S. 27th District Congressional seat. Republican Blake Fahrenthold resigned this seat earlier this year. For his old seat, two Republicans and two Democrats faced each other. On the Republican side, Michael Cloud defeated Beck Brunn, receiving 15,234 votes. On the Democratic side, Eric Holguin defeated Raul Roy Barrera, receiving 6,422 votes. This story was filed by Brandon Muller for the People's News.